Monday evening to everybody. I am your host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Joining me on the phone, as always, is the Godfather, Chip Gibson. How are you, sir?
Well, then I'm going to have to, like, fill my cheeks up with cotton and stuff, you know, and do my best Marlon Brando. But, yeah, I'm here. It's cool.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm here, whatever. It's no big whoop. I got Mark Wheeler on the line as well. Mark, how are you, sir? Yeah, man. Huh?
I'm doing good, man.
Good, good. And, of course, Mr. Becker.
Just another day of living the dream in sunny Tampa, Florida.
Awesome. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, tonight's going to be a shortened version of my show. I attempted to do that last week because of the football game that was on. Tonight's the national championship game, if you don't already know, or if you live underneath a rock, or if you don't like football. Alabama, LSU. It pains me to root for either team since I'm a Gator, but I have to go with LSU in this one, just because Alabama can't kick any field goals. So there you go. That's my prediction. And plus, LSU is way too deep of a team for Alabama to be able to overcome. And I think that they sent their juvie team into play them last time. So I think LSU is going to walk all over them. But that's enough about that. So a couple things to get to real quick. We have the pre-boondoggle slash mini-boondoggle slash whatever other names we've come up with it going on this weekend. Myself, D. Kaminsky, Chip Gibson, Bill Haywood. Who else is going to be there? I know somebody else is going to be there.
You're killing me, bro.
A brand new.
Mr. Becker will be there.
Becker,
yeah, yeah. I'm glad to finally get a chance to fish with Mr. Becker. Aaron's going to join us. And I think Mark Lozier is going to try and be there, hopefully.
The clone, who will turn 13 on Thursday.
Oh. So the clone
brand
will
new
be
teenager.
Brand new teenager. Nice. Yeah. We'll have to break him in proper.
Wait, you see him, man. He is like 8 inches taller than last year. I swear.
That's awesome.
We'll take a picture just like we did last year. And,
that I wasn't
he's
in.
He's a head taller. Yeah, because, well,
I had to leave.
He's the one that left.
I know, whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
You haven't
so
met
yeah.
Becker. Becker's like 7'4".
How tall are you, Becker?
He's 7'4".
7'4".
Righto. Well,
you're gonna be upset. You were dissing him, man.
If anybody has any desire,
ha ha, very funny.
Ha ha, very funny. If anybody has any desire to use a Jackson Cuda, I just so happen to have an extra one. I could bring that with me if somebody wants to leave theirs at home. Oh wait, actually, Mark Lozier needs it. Oops, my bad, Mark. I almost left you out a ride, buddy. Could have waited. Could have just waited and followed us and swam across the channel. No, I'm kidding. I'm in rare form tonight. Old Florida Festival, Old Florida Outdoor Festival, Apopka, Florida. That's going to be in February, the 10th through the 12th, 2012. Be there or be square. Doc Dogs on display. They've got the, what are those guys? The Swamp Brothers from their TV show will be there doing animal demonstrations or whatever. And there'll be a bunch of exhibitors, a bunch of hunting seminars and fishing seminars. And I think there's a farmer's market, and Tracy Lawrence is going to be there, and some other country music star will be there. I forgot his name, but. Should be fun. Lots of good times going on. And then the following weekend is our boondoggle in Chuckaleski. So if you are looking to take an extended vacation, come down for the Old Florida Outdoor Festival. I will have tickets available for the Old Florida Outdoor Festival to give away to my friends here on the show. if you should so be interested in tickets for that event, just shoot me an email and I will make sure to get you squared away. Cool. What else? Fishing. Fishing's good. This is a fishing show. We should probably talk fishing. Fishing has been actually pretty darn incredible lately. I'm in the 321fish.com January month-long trout tournament. And as of right now, I am your current leader of that tournament. I don't think I'm going to stay there very long, but I'm there. So kudos to
me. Take me to your leader.
Yeah.
No, I need those little green guys from Toy Story. Oh. Yeah.
Whatever, man. I'm proud of myself.
I was right there. I tried three times and I couldn't do it without laughing. Sorry.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
I feel like the sound effects guy on a Prairie Home Companion that just completely lost it and failed.
That's cool. I've got a 24-inch trout, a 23-inch trout, 21.9-inch trout, and a 20-inch trout on the board as my four trout for a total of 88.9 inches. So today was another splendid day on the intercoastal waterway of Brevard County. The trout continue to bite like there's no tomorrow. Nothing but small redfish today, however. A bunch of little rats. I did see a rat that I wanted to catch really bad because he was covered in spots. But he did not want to play. So sad for me. But choice bait lately has been topwater plugs and paddle tails, shad tails, whichever you want to call them. I've been throwing the Zaris Spook Jr. In the middle of the day. I mean, I was catching trout on topwater today at noon. So it's been good. Fish have been in shallow water, anywhere from a foot and a half, 2 foot of water, all the way into 5 inches or so. I guess they're just staging, getting ready to do their spawn. But the tip of the week would be don't stand up and try and sight fish to big trout. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Once that fish sees you, you're pretty much done for. I noticed that there was a gentleman that was fishing the same stretch of docks that I was fishing today, and he was standing up kind of weaving in and out of the docks. And, you know, if you're looking for redfish, it's cool, but once you see those big trout, chances are they've already spotted you, and then it's too late. So, you know, sit down and take your time and work over an area pretty good. If you pull one fish, say you catch a 20-incher, stake yourself out, let the area settle down for a second, and then throw in and around the area where you caught that one, because all of these fish have been laying in schools of up to about 10 or 12 fish, so all in that size range, which is kind of crazy, but that's the way it be. So, excuse me. So, yeah, do take care with those fish, too, since they are all full of roe. If you're in a tournament or you're just taking pictures or whatever, take a quick picture, get it back in the water as quick as you can, not to hurt them. If you decide to eat them, the season is open now, so you can kill them. But I would prefer if you were to release them, since they're all full of eggs. There you go. I don't know if you guys are into trout. Do you guys like trout? Eating trout?
Trout are yummy.
Okay, Mr. Becker's going to probably kill some trout then. Chip, do you like trout?
I've had them, but I'd rather just have shrimp or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Wheeler, do you like sea trout?
To be perfectly honest, I've never taken one home. You know, I've only caught them in, you know, the biggest one I think is like 15 inches. And they're so thin, it just kind of seems wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
If I caught like a 25-inch one that was big, fat, and ugly, then, you know, yeah, I'd eat that thing.
Cool. Well, there's been plenty of them around, so I don't know what's – it looks like, I guess, our plan, Chip. I don't know if you talked to D. I guess we're going to be going in the lagoon.
Yeah, I sent her a note today to see if it was, I mean, what I expect is sunrise, Beacon 42, Saturday morning. Be there.
All right. Now, just so you are aware, and Mr. Becker and Mr. Lozier, you're supposed to have parking passes.
Right. Where do we get those?
I think you can pull them off the internet. I'm not sure.
No, I tried today. They're not
it
there.
It wouldn't do it? Okay. Well, then I'll just go. I'll see if I can go and just get a couple of them in the next day or so from the office right up the street. Because now they charge you a daily rate or a year-long rate to launch any vessel into the Mosquito Lagoon from any of the ramp areas in the south end. So.
And I'm cool with it. I mean, they maintain the ramps. And yeah, so, but and if you're going to get me one, get me the year one, because I think it's, they said online it was $5 for a 1 day or 15. And I know we'll be coming back down to fish again. So,
yeah, absolutely. So I'll take care of that. And, you know, it just makes sense to spend the extra couple bucks. And plus, too, what that'll do is that'll keep security kind of roaming around out there, which is nice because we have had in the past issues with break-ins with cars around the Mosquito Lagoon. So, there you go. So,
I always buy an annual non-resident license when I come to Florida anyway. So, I mean, you know, for the wife and. I mean, the clone has his lifetime, so he's good to go. But
yeah.
It's good. The money that you spend on your licenses and things like that go back to making the habitat better. So.
Absolutely. And Lord
except
knows.
Here in Georgia.
I talked to Aaron the other day, and Aaron was telling me that he went to Beacon 42. And fished in and around the area and had tailing redfish from the time that the sun came up till the time that he got off the water. He caught six or seven, lost four or five of them. And I don't know what the rest of the story was. I forgot. But so he said it was good. They were aggressively tailing, so they were feeding on something. So, you know, that's always a good sign. And the fact that there were singles and pairs, he said there weren't big groups of fish. So, but that's typical this time of year. We usually don't see the big schools of fish, of the slot size fish. But he said all the fish were slotting bigger. So that was cool. Something to look forward to anyway. Hopefully they'll still be working in the area where he was at. As far as the trout bite goes, I don't know. I haven't fished in the lagoon, honestly, in a while. So, I don't know what the trout bite would be like. I don't know if we're going to get on some big ones like we have been in the river, but who cares if we're catching tail and redfish? That's the way I look at it. But the next day, if anybody's still around, I think, Chip, you're still going to be around. Sunday, I think Sunday we might, if the lagoon is really good, we'll probably go back to that. But if it's so-so, then maybe we'll go looking for this big trout. I caught, I think, 15 of them today, so... it was a pretty good day, and you know, a bunch of little redfish and stuff. So there's plenty of fish to be had. We should have a good time. So excited, super excited about it. I like getting together with you guys and fishing with you. It's always a good time. We crack jokes on each other and you know whatever. So what else is going on? Did you fish at all this week, Mr. Becker, or weekend, I should say?
Actually, I did not. I spent a lot of time out on the water, but did not wet a line.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
What did you have going on?
The Tampa Bay Frogman Swim was this weekend, and a bunch of us from down here went out and supported a great cause. A bunch of folks swimming across Tampa Bay to raise money for seals who have been injured or made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country.
Very cool. Very cool. Always doing the honorable thing there, Mr. Becker. Appreciate that. Mark, I know you said you've been having some inclement weather up there. What's going on? I know we just talked before the show about a super secret location. I don't want you to give away what you're going to be talking about on your upcoming show, but did you fish besides that?
Yeah, I went out this past, when I got back from Kansas, went out Sunday to a local lake, and I'm trying to expand, and on Wednesday's show we're going to talk about crappie and perch and bluegill, and I tried it, you know, because I don't usually fish like that, so I tried it out, and surprisingly caught more bass and other species than I did the bluegill and the crappie and the perch. So went out today and solidified my confidence in myself and my technique. So more to come on Wednesday night's show about that.
Very cool. So. Very cool. Chip, I'm not even going to ask you. You didn't fish, right?
No, it sucks up here, man. It was nice on Saturday morning. I got up and I was like, oh, you know, this is awesome, man. It's warm. I'm going to put the boat on the back of the truck and take it down the pond and try to catch me one of them Wheeler greenfish things. And it started freaking raining. So, and I'm not going to sit out in the rain. I'm too old to do that.
Don't let that take you down.
Don't
let the rain hold you down. You must rise up against the rain.
Rise up. Oh my God.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Preach it.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, good.
I'm in the right part of country for that, but nah, man. Well, and then the ponds are really low here too. We've been the rain is good. Is a good thing because the water table is really low here on all the freshwater impoundments, and that's basically all we have around except for the river. And you can't fish the river when it rains because the E. coli counts go up way – I mean, they go off the charts, so you don't want to be in a river when it's raining.
Well, so. between your E. coli and our deadly amoebas, we've got a fun little freshwater fishery between the two states, I'd say.
Yeah, that's why I don't like fishing freshwater that much, man. It's just, you know, I don't like getting in my kayak with a hazmat suit on. I just don't dig it, man. So, but, yeah, I meant to say Daryl Bars is supposed to join us also, so.
Oh, cool.
On Saturday.
Awesome.
And I think, yeah, so, that'll be cool. Look
Mr.
forward to
Lozier's
meeting him.
Mr. going
to
come down. I thought I saw Sunday.
Yeah, he said Sunday there, so that'll be cool. And I think Dee's only going to be able to fish on Saturday. I don't know. She might, but she's got to drive too, just like Greg and Bill. Bill says we better catch some fish because he's hanging it out for one of the issues of the Australian magazine. So he's going to do the big article on the Boondoggle pre-training session, I guess. So I don't know.
Cool.
There's Haywood right there.
Yeah. How's it going?
What's up?
What's up? Nothing, man. We're just shooting the crap, just kind of getting all of our ducks in a row for Saturday, and those of us that can fish Sunday for Sunday as well. Fishing's been pretty good over here. There's been some tailing fish and stuff to catch you up real quick. I guess there's been a bunch of black drum around. I saw some giants the other day, but they were in the river, not up in the lagoon. And then the trout bite's still been really good.
That would be awesome if we could get some tailing pictures.
Oh, you should have no problem whatsoever getting tailing redfish pictures. I don't know about the black drum. We don't usually get them in the same area where we're going to be very often. They'll move through, but... You know, Aaron, who's always on listening to the show and stuff, he was fishing this area where we're going to be on Saturday and said he had tailers from the time the sun came up till the time he got off the water around 1 o'clock. So
that's what I want to see.
Yeah, me too. So hopefully they stay there. Apparently if they're in there, there's something to eat, and hopefully they don't eat it all by Saturday. So we'll see. But this is actually a really good time of year to be in there because the shrimp run moves through Oak Hill, which is north of where we're going to be, and they run down to the south, and it should be good. So we'll see. But, yeah. Bloop, bloop, bloop. They make those noises. We should get a sound bite that does that, Chip.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Cool. So, yeah. I think bait of choice for me for Saturday is going to be the same old, just a paddle tail of some sort. I might bring out the buggy whip in case we can get close to a couple, but if they're, you know, upper slot or slot and upper slot and a little bit bigger than that, then I might just bring out some jerk baits as well. I don't know. I don't have any gold darts, Haywood. Sorry.
Oh, we can fix that.
Well, you won't be hitting anything. I guess I'll be catching all the fish.
Actually, you know, I was kind of hoping that I'd have some brand spanking new soft plastics to fish with on Saturday, but apparently I'm going to have to wait till Sunday to try out some new cool stuff. But, Mark, so...
Yeah, I too am waiting for new plastics. They're still being developed.
Oh, really?
Under testing, and I'm not allowed to talk about them, but...
Very cool.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have new plastics. New plastics is good.
New plastics make everything better.
But listen, I plan on taking pictures less and more and fishing less. So you guys better catch some fish.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, no pressure. Just telling you.
I'm just gonna get out there and do a T-bow on the front of my kayak, and then I'll be catching some fish for you,
dude. Man. I wanted to climb up on the dock today and do a T-bow next to the dead crow, but I couldn't bring myself to risk getting shot by whatever crazy person lives at the house with the dead crow on the end.
Was it actually stapled to it, or was it like the foot caught on the nail or something?
No, it was literally stapled to the dock.
That's pretty sick.
Like, somebody must have shot it with a pellet gun, I'm hoping. Because I don't know how else you'd catch a crow unless you, like, cast netted it or something like that. But shot it with a pellet gun or 22 or something and then plucked it out of the water and stapled it to the thing. I'll tell you what.
That's a warning to all the other crows. Stay off my dock.
It worked because every other dock today was covered in birds, and that's the only dock that didn't have a single bird on it, except for the one that was dead. But it was just like, man, it was the craziest crap I ever seen. And then right near that dock, like in between that dock and the next dock, we got a nice 24.5-inch trout and a couple other 20-inch trout. There was tons of them just laying in there. And then I saw something really, really cool, man. I don't often get a chance to see. The water got I like that, man. Sorry, Haywood, that's pretty good. For those of you that aren't in the chat room, Haywood said, did you know that Chuck Norris wears Tim Tebow pajamas at night? That's pretty awesome. Wow. Way to get me off the game there, brother.
All right.
There was like a block of concrete on one of the flats in about a foot and a half of water. And it was completely surrounded by a little tiny juvenile sheephead. And I'm watching these little sheephead having fun, just kind of like, you know, circling around this little piece of concrete. And then I was so fixated on the sheephead that I didn't notice the 20-plus-inch trout laying next to it. Nor did I notice on the other side of it the 16-inch redfish laying there. Nor did I notice the black drum that was hanging out right next to it as well. So it was pretty cool to see all of those critters all hanging out on one thing. So naturally I had to disrupt the party, threw a cast in there, caught the redfish. I was hoping for the black drum. And then as the black drum swam by me, I threw at him and he just kind of laughed at me. And I think he flipped me the fin and then kept on going. So it should be interesting. We should have a smorgasbord of opportunities, hopefully. The area where we kind of started last time when we fished at this particular location, Beacon 42, would probably be the same spot where I think we should probably start this time and work our way to our location. But it will be it'll be fun, man. If nothing else, it's always fun to get together with you guys and, you know, laugh at each other and try out different kayaks and stuff, because I know I want to put my butt in a Malibu. I've never done that, so that'd be fun. Paddle out around, and I don't know. What are you bringing down, Chip? You got Oceans, or what do you have? I forget.
Yeah, the Ocean Kayak, the Trident 13 and the clones Tarpon 120.
Cool. Well, like I say, since Mark Lozier's not going to be down on Saturday, if anybody who is joining us would like to use a Jackson CUDA, let me know. I'll bring the other one with me. And I should have my brand spankety new Bending Branches paddle by then, too. Super excited about that. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's 8:27. I'm going to call it an early night if you guys don't mind. I want to go plop down in front of the boob tube and watch LSU beat the pants off Alabama. And hopefully I'm not eating my words tomorrow night on Lozier's show. And, yeah, any questions about what you guys should bring or any of that kind of stuff? Or did you cover that with D already, Chip? Or
no, and actually she just sent me a little message saying that to give her a call. But where's she at here? Yeah, I'm supposed to try giving her a call and talk to her. She's supposed to be on the water all day tomorrow, so I'll give her a call and see what's going on. But I definitely am going to probably look for some. I'm not against throwing some mullet or shrimp or maybe even a piece of ladyfish. So I want to catch fish.
Well, I know that the tackle shops have had some really nice mullet. They've had some really nice shrimp lately. So. That might be something to grab on the way out. Be maybe a dozen or so nice shrimp. And just at least then if we run into the black drum and you have something to throw at them. But I think Aaron caught all of his fish on plastics. I don't think he caught anything. I don't think he was using natural bait. So either way, but cool. Well, guys, I look forward to the festivities, as always. It should be fun. And I'm glad that I've got Bill's going to join us there with his camera and make us all look like superstars, hopefully, if we catch anything. And that'll be good.
Hey, Chuck, before you go, sometime this week, could you maybe, I know, you know, Beacon 42 doesn't have like an address or something. I need something to plug into my GPS to get there.
Yeah, no problem. I'll get you Latin long for it. That'll work, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. If that doesn't work, I'll figure it out. I'll send you an email with directions. Pretty easy to
get
to.
Yeah, just get me close. I mean, if that doesn't work, just get me close and then directions from that, you know, that spot. I'm going to Google it later, so I should be able to find it.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. But I look forward to playing with that lens. You bring it down, Chip. That's all I can think about lately is using that thing. It looks pretty cool and super excited about giving it a shot. And yeah, Chip's bringing down a 500 millimeter lens. Yeah.
It's not a great piece of glass, but it'll work.
For a Canon though, it's right?
Not... Yeah, for a Canon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shoot Nikons?
Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be awesome. We'll have a good time. Rob, are you in the room? Rob? Nope. I guess that's Wheeler again. Wheeler, are you 757?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up. Here we go. Time for all my plugs. So if you feel like dropping off, feel free. YakAngler.com, guys, check them out. It's your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Mark and Adam have done a great job of trying to put together a one-stop shop, if you will, of information for kayak fishermen. So if you're not a member of that, become a member of that. Again, the Old Florida Festival, Old Florida Outdoor Festival. If anybody wants tickets, please let me know. I'll do what I can to get you hooked up with some sweet tickets. And that's February 10th through the 12th in Apopka, Florida. All kinds of things going on out there. It should be a whole lot of fun, 3-day-long event. So Jayco and Tracy Lawrence and a handful of exhibitors and demonstrations for fishing, hunting, Shotgun Sports, Archery, Wildlife, Art and Crafts, Farmers Market. A chili cook-off, by the way, which should be fun. So all kinds of fun stuff. There's kids' activities there as well. I'll be doing a kayak fishing seminar and some on-the-water trials of the Jackson line of boats. We'll have a couple of guys from Jackson there as well from the factory, so that'll be cool. Bending Branches Paddles, thank you very much for sponsoring me for this upcoming tournament season. I appreciate it. Check out Tackle Webs, tacklewebs.com. Mike Ortego, who is a listener of the show, is the owner and proprietor of that business. Also, too, I'm going to throw this out there. I've got a buddy of mine. His name's Tyler. He owns Castaway Customs, and he is doing – or he does sea deck work, custom sea decking for boats and all kinds of fun stuff. He's done a couple of scans of kayaks. I don't know all of which ones he's done. I think he's done the Malibu and he's done a couple others. I know you can buy it and cut it and do it yourself, but if you should want something custom done in your kayak, Tyler's your guy, Castaway Customs. Check him out. He's going to do a scan of my Cuda here shortly. I'm looking forward to that because I want some cushion underneath my big old feet when I'm standing up. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I got. Guys, I appreciate it. And if you're watching a football game, enjoy it. And I guess we'll just talk on the other shows this week. Tomorrow we got the Lozier Clan doing their thing. We have Wednesday, we have Mark Landon Crew Wheeler. He's doing his thing up there in Virginia Beach. We'll be talking about... probably pond fishing due to our call that we had. I think that's what he'll be talking about. And then what else is going on? I don't know. Oh, Chip Show. Chip, sorry, buddy. Thursday night. I got football in my mind. Sorry. Thursday night, the Godfather, Chip Gibson, and Friday night, the Spike and Ike Show out of California. All 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we appreciate you listening and tuning in and being a part of our family. Check me out on Facebook. If we're not friends, be my friend. And that's it. Good night. Take it easy. Tight lines. Light winds. Oh, we got a cold front coming. That'll make things good. We'll talk more about that maybe tomorrow. See ya.